Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes. And this week, first a shout out. Hope everybody had a great Christmas. And I hope you guys have a great New Year's week. So, this week, I want to talk about how preparation is one of the keys to success at the FAA Academy. It's one of the keys to success as an air traffic controller. But this week, we're going to focus on being prepared as a key at the Academy. And so, you know, a lot of students, I've seen a lot of students come through the Academy, and a lot of them seem to have the impression that the Academy is going to be a lot like college, and it's not. Okay, and I'll get into some of the reasons why a little bit later. But one thing that I do want to get across during this whole episode is that being prepared is not an option. If you're going to go to the Academy, and if you want to pass the Academy, you have to be prepared. And that means that if your date at the Academy is still 2 or 3 months off, okay, that means starting to get prepared to a day. It is never too early to start getting prepared. And so, just a truth about the Academy is The FAA Academy and the FAA in general and the evaluators at the Academy, they're not the ones that are going to fail you. The lack of preparation is going to fail you. And you may be thinking, well, I'm smart enough, I'll figure it out when I get there. And I can tell you from experience, firsthand, watching some incredibly intelligent young people go through the Academy. Intelligence isn't going to be enough. It's just not. You have to prepare for the academic stuff. You have to prepare and know what you're going to go through academically, what you're going to have to learn, what you're going to have to process. You have to be prepared mentally for the ups and downs. And there are going to be some major downs at the Academy. There are for each and every person who has ever gone through it or who will ever go through it. You don't go through the Academy without having a down time, without messing up, without feeling like maybe I shouldn't be here. Every single person goes through that, and you have to be prepared for that. You have to be prepared with the lifestyle that you know you're going to need. That includes sleep, that includes exercise, that includes eating well, that includes preparing for the four-month ordeal that you're going to go through. And then the other thing you need to prepare for is what your expectations are of what the academy is going to be like, of how you're going to do in the academy versus the reality that is going to happen. Every single student has to go through this. Those who succeed are the ones who are best prepared in all those areas. The ones who are best prepared are the ones who do very well at the academy. And if you're not prepared, it doesn't matter how smart you are. If you are not prepared for what you are about to experience, you will not succeed. It's as plain as that. Like I said, I've been there. I've watched hundreds, if not thousands, of students come in, and a lot of them think it is going to be just like college, and it's not. It's not. And it's tough to explain it in a way that you will really get to understand that. Because I know you're thinking, but Tom, I'll be different. Well, history says you probably won't. Okay? You might be the one in 5,000. But the odds are not great. So, let's dive right in. Number one, you really have to understand what the academy is designed to do. It is not college. You are getting paid. It's a little bit of a training environment, and it's a little bit, and I'm going to use a word that the FA doesn't like to use anymore, but it is what it is. The FAA Academy is still, and always has been, a screening mechanism. They used to call it the screen. When I went through, it was called the screen. The FAA doesn't like that anymore. Okay? But it doesn't change the fact that they are taking a lot of students through and seeing which ones can deal with the pressure, can deal with the amount of information that they're being given, can deal with being evaluated over and over and over. Because one thing you have to understand is the academy is incredibly fast-paced. You have constant evaluation. Even in class, you're constantly being evaluated on just how well prepared you are for that class. In college, you had Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes. You had Tuesday, Thursday classes. You had once a week classes. At the academy, it's 5 days a week, every day. Every day there's new information. And every day there's a lot of new information. You have to be prepared for the pace that is going to be thrown at you, the amount of information that is going to be fed you, the amount of information that you're then going to have to turn around and be expected to use and use well and use to a certain level. Okay? You have to be prepared for that. You have to understand what you are getting into. Otherwise, you're like a sheep being led to the slaughter. And I'm tired of watching it. Another thing to remember is, and you guys who are at the academy, you have to get this in your heads. You are not competing against your classmates. You're competing against the standards that the FAA expects. You are not competing against your classmates. You are competing with your classmates. And if you're not willing to commit, or if you're not willing to fight with your classmates, and if you're not willing to commit to each and every person in that class, it's not going to end well. It's just not going to end well. Now, the students who have the most problems, they struggle initially, and sometimes they're shocked at the pace of the information that they're getting. That's why I keep talking about it. My goal, one of my goals in life, is to ensure that no more students go to the academy thinking it's going to be college. It's not. The amount of information you're going to get fed is the equivalent of a multi-year master's program in 4 months. Get that through your head. That is the amount of information. It's every day, day in and day out. And I will tell you that even though this podcast is about being prepared and how it's a key to success, preparation won't even guarantee your success. But, and that's a huge but, in capital letters, B-U-T, but, lack of preparation will guarantee that you fail. Guaranteed. So, how can you be prepared? Well, being prepared has to happen before you get to Oklahoma City. And I have talked about this on numerous podcasts, and I'll talk about it again on this one. You have to start preparing before you get to Oklahoma City. You get to Oklahoma City and want to start preparing, it's too late. You got other stuff to worry about. You can't try and come up with a plan after you're already there. It's too late. You have to plan before you get there. And I've talked about it before. You have to know the alphabet. And I know it sounds simple, but you have to know it. You have to know it frontwards, backwards, sideways. You have to know the phonetic alphabet. You need to know your map. You need to be ready for the map test and ready to score 100 on the map test on day one of basics. Okay? Yes, you heard me right. You need to be prepared to take the map test and score 100 on it before you ever step foot on the academy grounds. Period. End of discussion. You do that, and you are prepared. Academically. You need to prepare yourself emotionally for the drain and for getting knocked down. You have to decide before you step foot in Oklahoma City, you have to decide that there is nothing that is going to keep you from your goal. And that if you get knocked down, it is only going to make you fight harder. Period. Now, another thing you need to know before you get to Oklahoma City, you need to know yourself. You need to know how you study best. Do you study best using flashcards? Do you study best, you know, listening? Do you study best visually? You need to know this about yourself so that you know how is or what is going to be the best method for you to learn all of the information they're going to give you. You need to know this about yourself. For me, it's reading and writing. Listening, no. If I'm taking notes while I'm listening, that's great. If I can read and take notes while I'm listening, even better. But learning by listening was not my strong point. Okay. Know yourself. Okay. And know that you're not going to be able to wait for things to slow down to catch up because they're not going to. You need, and with the Discord channel that the FAA has set up for the Academy, you can do this. You need to have a study routine in place with your classmates before any of you get to Oklahoma City. You need to know how you're going to take notes, what you're going to take notes on, how you're going to keep them organized. Okay? These are the things you have to do, and you have to have all of these in place before you get to Oklahoma City. Okay? So that's how you prep prior to the Academy. Now let's go into a couple of other things. We've talked about the academic. Let's focus on mental and emotional preparation. And this is something that students always, well, okay, 90 to 99% of them will underestimate their needs in this area. Okay, so let's start by understanding a little bit more about the Academy. The Academy has to find a way to put you in the most stressful situations they can. They have to. It's imperative. They can't let you work live traffic, so they're kind of, you know, hamstrung a little bit. So they have to do as much as they can. And so they are going to put you from day one, they're going to put you in situations that are going to stress you. Whether it's getting you up in front of class to work on stuff, to work on strip marking, to strip mark and say a clearance in front of your classmates. For most of us, that involves some stress. Understand, that is part of the process. It is very intentional. And it's not just the FAA. It's your lead and A-lead. They need to put you in stressful situations to prepare you for the evaluations when they won't be in the room with you. You'll be in there by yourself. They have to prepare you as much as they can. So they're going to put you in stressful situations. It's intentional. It's on purpose. Okay. Next, on the mental and emotional preparation, you have to understand, and I've said it before already, you have to understand that you will have bad days. You will have bad days. And it won't be just in the evaluations. It won't be just in the practice scenarios. You're going to have bad days during class. The instructor asks you to demonstrate something and you botch it. You mess it up royally. That's a bad day, especially in front of your classmates. That's a bad day. It's going to happen. You're going to have bad scenarios. The scenarios, both non-radar and radar, and we are talking en route for the most part. I know the scenarios in the tower are designed the same way. They take you along at a certain rate, and then all of a sudden there's a huge jump, and you're not prepared for it. A huge jump in complexity, a huge jump in the pace of a scenario, and you are not going to be prepared for it. It's intentional. It doesn't say anything about whether or not you're going to be able to pass. It is the FAA designing a program that intentionally knocks you down so that you keep working, so that you keep studying, so that you never get the often fatal idea that you've got it made. And I mean fatal because if you think you have it made and it's not the last day, then it's too early. And it could wreck your chances of passing. I've seen it happen. And so, what are instructors looking at? You're going to have a bad day. The instructor is going to have a full page of stuff that you did wrong in the scenario. So what? It's practice. Mess up. Do it. The instructor is looking not at what you did. They're going to look and see how you bounce back from it. The FAA wants to see how you bounce back from it. Okay? It is part of the program. And if you have prepared yourself ahead of time, you have an astronomically more likely chance of bouncing back well. If you haven't prepared, when you get knocked down the first time, you're going to want to quit. You're going to want to quit. You're going to think, there's no way I should be here. So, know ahead of time what's going to happen. Know ahead of time what to expect. That will allow you to manage the stress. Use visualization to get past it. Visualize yourself running great problems. Visualize yourself in class knowing the answers. And know that the negative self-talk that you're going to have is not true. Be prepared to be your own worst enemy. and don't allow yourself to be. Okay, so that's the mental and emotional. Let's talk about lifestyle. Sleep. It is not optional. It is the only way that you're going to be able to perform at the level that you need to perform at. Get a routine. Now, the FAA is going to give you two different shifts, morning shifts or day shifts and evening shifts. Hey, that's the way it's going to be for the rest of your life as an air traffic controller. You have to get used to it. You have to be prepared for it. Know ahead of time. And be prepared. Have a schedule for when you're working evening shifts. Have a schedule for when you're working day shifts. You have to do it. You have to eat well. Don't eat a lot like I did. I ate horribly while I was at the academy as a student. I think I put on 10, 15 pounds. Eat well. It will help. Stay hydrated. It will help. The building you're going to be in is going to be very dry. Not overly dry because they don't want static around the computers. But it's still going to be dry. And if you're going to Oklahoma City during the winter, it's going to be dry. During the summer, it'll be a little more humid, but not a whole lot. Stay hydrated. You have to start a daily routine before you get to Oklahoma City. Okay? And like I said, this is not college. You can't cram for tests. You can't pull all-nighters while you're at the academy. You just can't. Don't try. Please. Please don't try. And remember this. The FAA is not going to care if you're tired because you were cramming for the test. Or cramming for the evaluations. They're not going to care. Because they are going to require you to perform. And the odds of you performing well when you're exhausted from no sleep are not good. So you have to get sleep. You have to get rest. It is not optional. So now let's go to some common preparation mistakes. Okay? Don't do this. Number one, a common mistake that I see a lot is students waiting to get to the academy, waiting till non-radar starts, waiting till the tower program starts. To see what it's going to be like before they start preparing. Too late. I'll tell you now. Too late. If you think that the first day or two are going to be ease into it days, no. You're behind. You're behind. Another common mistake is thinking that you can rely on your natural intelligence, natural ability to get through the program. Now, intelligence, every student there is intelligent. And yet 40% don't pass. You can't get by on just intelligence. You have to have a plan. You have to have a plan to take that intelligence and use it. Use your natural gifts, your natural talents. You have to have a plan to do that. Another mistake is comparing yourself to classmates. And this goes for those of you on both ends of the spectrum. If you think you're doing a lot better than your classmates, you need to reevaluate. If you think you're doing a lot worse than your classmates, you need to reevaluate. And this is why I keep saying it. And I'm just going to have to keep saying it until I stop hearing stories about classes that leave people out of study groups. That's right. Believe it or not, there are classes that leave people out of study groups. Sorry. The vast majority of classes that do that don't pass. And there's a reason. Air traffic control is a team sport. It's not an individual sport. I work in a tower where a lot of times we are in the tower by ourselves. That's an individual sport. But it's not the way it should be. And if you're working at a center, 99.999% of the time, you're not going to be the only one working. There will always be someone there, and there will always be help. Air traffic control is a team sport. The academy is your team, which of course is your class, against the FAA. Look at it that way. And if you leave even one classmate behind, the FAA wins. Period. Don't let it happen. I've seen it too many times. I've heard the stories. I've talked to the people. And I've told you stories about classes that refused to leave people behind. And those are the classes that excel. And believe me, your goal is not passing the academy. Your goal is to excel at the academy. If your goal is to pass, just pass the academy, your goal is too low. Your goal is too low. Reevaluate. Don't compare yourself to your classmates, either good or bad. Don't ignore preparing mentally, preparing emotionally for what you're going to go through. Do not fall into the trap that thinking that just because you had a bad score means that you don't belong there. I've told the story. I had the lowest score I had ever gotten by a wide margin. Anything that I had tried, high school, college, it didn't matter. My first graded non-rater problem at the academy, I bombed. And I was ticked. I never bombed anything like that in my life. I was ticked. It was a good thing. And that's what the FAA intended. So get ticked. Get ticked at yourself. In my case, I needed to start practicing. Start practicing. That's right. I wasn't practicing. I needed to start. And so what all these mistakes are because people didn't prepare ahead of time. If you prepare ahead of time, you're flipping the odds. And you're taking it from being in the FAA's control to being in your control. And that is what being prepared is all about. So, what I see a lot at the Academy, what I hear a lot now about the Academy, is people show up on day one, especially at basics. Basics kind of lulls you into a false sense of security. Okay? Everybody shows up excited. Everybody's excited about having this chance at a multi-million dollar career doing a job that I've told you before, it's the best job in the world. In a career that's the best career in the world. Everyone shows up on day one excited. Everyone shows up on day one thinking, unfortunately, a lot of people show up on day one thinking they've got it made already. On day one. Really? And everyone that shows up excited, 100% show up excited. But very few are actually prepared for what they are about to go through. You have to understand that the Academy will reward you for being consistent, day in, day out, consistent. They will reward you for humility. And I know that that is a strange word to talk about with air traffic controllers. But at the Academy, what that means is that you never get to the point where you expect to pass. Each and every day, you need to know that you have to work as hard that day as you have done for the days and weeks and months that came before. Right up until day 60 of en route, when you get to choose what facility you're going to go to. That is a day that you can be a little less humble. Not a lot, please, but a little. And all of this happens. You know, I was talking about the FAA rewarding consistency, rewarding humility. And they definitely reward preparation. And remember, success at the FAA Academy isn't about being perfect. It's about being prepared when it counts. It's about being prepared before you get there. It's about being prepared each and every day. And so, along those lines, I am going to come up with a preparation guide of sorts, checklist, things that you need to work on at various times before you get to Oklahoma City. Please, before you get to Oklahoma City. And so this is going to be on the website. I'll have a link. It may not be on this podcast, but I'll include the link as soon as I get it, which should be in the next couple of days. So If the link's not in there when this podcast publishes on Monday, check back and look in the show notes, and I will put the link in there, and I will definitely talk about it next week as well. A preparation checklist for the Academy. And all you're going to have to do is go to the website or click the link and sign up for it, and I'll send it out to you. No cost. Free. And remember, as I talk about being prepared, remember that if you're headed to the Air Traffic Control Academy in Oklahoma City, and you would like to talk for a little bit, hey, first phone call is free. We'll discuss where you are, what's going on, what you can do to best prepare yourself for the Academy. It is all about preparation. It's about preparing before you get there, preparing every day, preparing yourself for what the Academy is. And it is one of the most intense emotional, mental roller coasters that you are ever going to experience. And that's why I'm here. To make sure you're prepared. To make sure you have the best possible chance of succeeding. That's my goal for each and every one of you. And like I always say, do not try to go through this journey, this air traffic control journey, alone. Have someone along your side. That's why I started this, and that's why I call it Side by Side ATC. It's not just about Tower, Enroute, and TRACOM working together side by side to make sure that the flying public are safe. But more importantly, it's about me coming alongside you and ensuring that you're not going through this journey, especially the journey at the Academy, alone. Don't do it alone. Enlist as many people as you can to help you. And if you need one more, enlist me. I'd love to come alongside you and get through this journey with you, side by side. Bye.